All right, so Alex trying to help me out with my story problem, and maybe it'll help you too. Maybe it will, because the question is, how do you determine what's wealthy? Because these are undefined terms. You can't do a math problem with undefined terms. At least I can't. Maybe my niece can. She's a lot better at math than I am. But I can't. You have to have defined terms, all right? What is wealthy? And so Alex says, well, maybe there's a couple of questions you could ask about wealth. Question number one, are you more than one out of 128 parts Native American? Are you more than one 128th Native American? Okay, that's question one. And have you ever been fired for being pregnant? That's question number two to determine your wealth. And I greatly appreciate the input, Alex. I really do. All right, so big night for Elizabeth Warren. She didn't answer the question accurately. The only question that matters, how are you going to pay for this multi-trillion dollar deal? Right? Didn't answer that question. Dodged it several times. And then a bad night for Joe Biden, because at some point it's not just, well, he had a bad night, he misspoke. There's some, you know, at some point, every night's a bad night. At some point, every night is a bad night, and you can't continue down that road. So here is Joe Biden. And the reason I do this for you is so you don't have to suffer through 3 hours of this mind-numbing garbage, all right? I'm here to help you. So let's go to bite number 12. Joe Biden trying to explain something about something. And Elizabeth Warren is on one side staring at him, and Bernie Sanders on the other side, and they're both going, what the f- is he talking about? Bite 12.
What I talked about is how you get things done. And the way to get things done is take a look at the tax code right now. The idea, we have to start rewarding work, not just wealth. I would eliminate the capital gains tax. I would raise the capital gains tax to the highest rate of 39.5%. I would double it. Because guess what? Why in God's name should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market make, in fact, pay a lower tax rate than someone who, in fact, is, like I said, a school teacher and a firefighter? It's ridiculous, and they pay a lower tax. Secondly, the idea that we, in fact, engage in this notion that there's $1,640 billion in tax loopholes. You can't justify a minimum $600 billion of that. We could eliminate it all. I could go into detail head at a time.
He could go into detail, but he has no idea on God's green earth what he's talking about. He's clipping coupons on the stock market. Is he gonna get a deal on tomatoes or what? So he's clipping coupons in the stock market and has something to do with firefighters and teachers. And then, you know, these loopholes, it's $1 trillion. No, that's not it. It's $600 billion. Yeah, he's never going to be president. If Donald Trump had done exactly what they say he had done, in no way did he interfere with the 2020 election, because in no way was Joe Biden ever going to be president. Your front runner now is Elizabeth Warren, 100%. It's Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders now. Biden may hang on because there are people out there that still desperately hope that there's a moderate Democrat alive somewhere. Joe Biden's moderate enough, if that's what they tell him to be. He's whatever they want him to be. Any given morning that he gives up, like 50 first dates, here's what you are today. Okay, I'm good. I'm in it. But then he kind of loses touch with that. I mean, it's awfully late for Joe Biden. Doing a debate that late at night, man, that's got to be rough on a dude, right? So there you go. The debate leaves us with two certainties. Number one, we're certain Joe Biden will never be the nominee. Of course, we were certain of that before. And number two, we are certain that Elizabeth Warren is the front runner. Now, of the other candidates on the stage last night, few made much of a splash. But here's one thing I want to share with you, because if you ignore this, you do so at your own peril. And it comes from Beto O'Rourke. Here's Robbie O'Rourke. And he says he's going to take your guns away. And if he doesn't get your guns when he says it's time to give them up, there will be consequences. And you can read into that whatever you want. But the consequences are you will be arrested. You will be arrested if you do not give up the guns that I demand you give up. The problem with this is it's considered fringe right now, but it gets put into the conversation. Then 5 years from now or 10 years from now, people are like, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I'm okay with that. No, no, I'm not. It's bite number 11. Bite number 11 with Beto, Robbie, Robert O'Rourke.
Just to follow up, your expectations aside, your website says you will find people who don't give up their weapons. That doesn't take those weapons off the street. So to be clear, exactly how are you going to take away weapons from people who do not want to give them up and you don't know where they are?
If someone does not turn in an AR-15 or an AK-47, one of these weapons of war, or brings it out in public and brandishes it in an attempt to intimidate, as we saw when we were at Kent State recently, then that weapon will be taken from them. If they persist, there will be other consequences from law enforcement. But the expectation is that Americans will follow the law. I believe in this country. I believe in my fellow Americans. I believe that they will do the right
thing. Thank you.
Well, I believe in doing the right thing as well. I believe in Moody's analytics today. We'll be back after a break. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit ahead of myself. A little ahead. At any rate, Moody's analytics, as I told you at the top of the program, predicting Donald Trump in a landslide, and it's because of answers like that. Answers like that and Elizabeth Warren not telling the truth about Medicare for all. Those are the things that will push people to vote for Donald Trump. People that don't like Donald Trump will vote for him again or for the first time. Because if the question is either you vote for a guy you don't like or you vote for open communists, I guess you vote for the guy you don't like. What other choice do you have? And if you like Trump, more power to you. There you go. Straight to the polls with you. 25 after on a Wednesday. Back after this.